This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Seymour Ainsborough. For decades, the Indigenous people of New Zealand, the Maori, have faced discrimination in the community, the school system, and the workplace. But they are fighting for their rights. The Global Union Public Services International, the PSI, has produced a podcast about how women Maori have been discriminated against and what they're doing about it.
My name is Trimita Chakma, and I'm the host of this episode. For this episode, I had the pleasure of interviewing three Wahi Maori unionists who have been leaders in a network of 10,000 Maori members of the Public Service Association in Aotearoa, or New Zealand. This story shows the power of women's leadership in the collective struggle to protect Indigenous workers' rights in workplaces around New Zealand. Georgina Kerr, Leslie Dixon, and Marcia Puru tell us about their involvement in the Mana Wahinwai 2864 claim to challenge discrimination and racism against Maori women in the workplace. They tell us about how they're using their collective power to improve conditions of Maori workers in the public sector and create change for future generations. I asked our guests about their first experience when they recognized there was systemic racism against Maori women. Georgina Kerr is a kuia, or elder, and one of the main claimants of the Mana Wahin claim.
It started when I was 10. I came from the East Coast, and they're very small schools and very small Māori communities. I was a bit fortunate because I was taught by aunts and uncles. So I did really well in that environment. So because I was doing very well, I won a scholarship and they sent me away to school at 12 years old because they thought I would have more opportunities. So because I came from this little village, this small village, I entered this very big school in the city. And they immediately put me in the lowest achieving class because the assumption was that children who came from those parts of New Zealand couldn't read or couldn't write. I had a very good grandmother. I lived with my grandmother. And if it wasn't for her, they would have left me in that class. So you see, so I felt that huge discrimination at age 12.
Leslie Dixon is a mental health worker specifically for Maori people. She has been a member of the PSA for 30 years and a delegate for about 12. She's also the first Maori vice president of the PSA.
I was, like Georgina, brought up in a little town on the East Coast. The population was probably more Maori than Pākehā at the time. I had a Pākehā mother, so my experience was a wee bit different. I went to a Māori school, a Maramutu Māori school, but my mother used to push us too. You know, if we spoke incorrectly, she would make sure that we spoke correctly. Because she, you know, she had said, you need to get on in the world that you're living in. When I was about 18, she sent me down to Christchurch to live with an uncle and auntie, because she did not want me brought up in the town that I was brought up in. Lots of domestic violence, drugs, alcohol, and lots of people on benefits. So she just said to me, you're not staying here. I experienced discrimination in high school when I was about 14 from a different angle. My mother came to school to watch us play sport. And we were all these little wee six of us running around our high school, and my mum's white, and I had kids come up to me and say, oh God, is that your mother? And that was the first time I probably experienced or realised that there was discrimination. And it goes compared to Indigenous people as well as white people. So yeah, that was my first experience.
And finally, Marcia Puru is part of the Waikato Tainui tribe. She started off as a delegate within the PSA and has advocated for Maori people, becoming an organiser for Maori within her union.
As a public servant myself, back in 16 years ago, you could tell there was discrimination. You could tell you were being treated differently to others. And I'll give you an example. Trying to get into a leadership role within my workplace was really difficult for Indigenous people, but Māori women and Māori in general. So for me, that's when we started to realise biases and discrimination was being applied. And as an employee, especially Wahine Māori, how we were able to raise that in a safe a safe way, because managers obviously have their discretion as to whether or not you're good enough to step in these roles. And also there wasn't a lot of support. And of course, another real relevant one was sitting next to your colleague. You know, you're Māori, they might be Pākehā, but they're doing the same role as you, however they're getting paid more than you. We only know that through conversation, you know. We're not to know that actually they've been applied different rates. And we struggled, well, I struggled with that because I didn't think, A, that was fair. And how we were going to overcome that, because as Māori, we didn't feel comfortable saying so. As Māori, we weren't free to speak out like that, just in case of reprimandation or something like that.
You can hear the full half-hour program about discrimination against Māori women at radiolabour.net. This is Seamarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.